So you can say her opponent was licked?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the After Nothing Podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna. How does it feel, James? How does it feel?
How does it feel?
About like I expected.
Yay.
How does what feel?
I said a pun at him at his expense.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, there was that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
We have drinks.
Probably drink.
We should
to
drink.
Make it better.
Oh, yeah. My God, yes. We should drink to make everything better.
So, I mixed pumpkin pie.
Oh,
is
God.
It vodka?
Oh,
pumpkin
God. No,
pie
no,
vodka with orange vanilla.
Oh, God, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, God, this stuff is awful.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Damn it.
Well, you only have one really full glass of it. And
I kind of want to try this. May I sip?
Okay, it gets masked pretty good.
Oh yeah, that's quite lovely.
Yeah, that's weirdly kind of nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes more like orange peel. So this is orange vanilla Coke with pumpkin pie vodka. From Pinnacle? Yeah, Pinnacle Pumpkin Pie. So you know its quality.
Yeah, that stuff is terrible.
Yeah, it says brewed in Ireland. So
The only way we've been able to drink that so far is with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So.
Which I'm drinking, I'm going to say, an outclassed Dr. Tiki.
Yeah, pre-med Tiki? No, we had something that was a pre-med Tiki.
Post-med. Specialist Tiki.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Neurosurgeon.
The referral.
Oh, referral tiki, referral tiki, referral tiki.
So I'm having a Dr. Pepper with, what are you, Vail double espresso drink.
Yeah.
5 times distilled double espresso flavored vodka. Contains caramel color.
Mm-hmm.
With a splash of grenadine. Because I felt classy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, that is lovely.
May I?
Yeah. I drove, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'll pace that one.
Mind if I try it?
Yeah, please do. So, I drove my new car.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's so good.
Right? Here, try it.
Oh. Have you tried that one yet?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I already tried it off of your glass, so you're tired.
I missed it entirely.
Yeah, I know.
I've got other things on my mind.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Thursday morning, my car decided it just didn't want to move.
Yeah.
And we were on the way back on James and I were on the way back to my place on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how I'm like, yeah, transmission's going. It'll probably be like, I'm guessing, another week or two.
Mm.
Or 2 days, you know,
yep.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Or 2 days.
Yeah.
So I went on an adventure to Luther's Honda in Hopkins. Because I knew I wanted a Honda Pilot. I knew that was the car I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there and I had the best experience.
Oh.
The salesman came up to me. He's like, how can I help you? I'm like, I am looking to purchase a car. Something in the used category. And he was mm-hmm. like, excellent. I deal in used. So he had a lovely conversation with me. Joe brought me to the dealership. And
did they ignore him and speak to you directly instead?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It was great. They didn't ignore him. He was like, hi, I'm, Terry was his name.
Mm.
Hi, I'm Terry. I'm Joe. She's here to buy a car. Cool. Here's your coffee, sweetie. And then Terry and I continued our conversation about vehicles.
Nice.
Like, Joe was there to drive me and bring me coffee. Like, it was so sweet. But, yeah, so, he was absolutely fantastic. Terry Reno over at Luther Honda, I gave him a price range. I told him what I was looking for. He was like, well, I've got three. One's in tech right now. Like, in tech. Makes it sound like it's a theater car. It's being worked on right now.
I'm shocked that you weren't instantly pelvically attracted to that car.
He was like, so one's being worked on. One was in for cleaning, and one was available to test right away. And I was like, well, let's do that. And I tested it, and I'm like, no. There was like a slight tingy noise when steering sometimes. I was like, and I just, the response wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't, so.
Fair enough.
Fine. We go to pull back into the spot that the car salesperson had pulled it from. And sitting there in that spot was this lovely aubergine-colored. Yes, aubergine.
Would the actor that portrayed Odo in Deep Space Nine?
Jesus fuck. Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is that too deep a pull?
That's deep, man. That's like deep space deep.
God damn it. It's tough but fair. I'll take my lumps.
So yeah, it was the car that the salesman had originally wanted me to try out. And he was like, well, you want to try it? I'm like, yeah, I want to try it. So he pulled it out of the space and did all of that while I examined the car. And then I was like, okay, this is pretty swank. You know, it's kind of nice. But driving is the real test.
Yeah.
And I got in, and as soon as I put my foot on the accelerator, it responded in exactly the way I wanted it to. And I was like, nope, this is it. Like, I didn't even need to drive it around the parking lot or take it on the freeway. I just knew that that was the car.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it anyway.
Well, good.
Because, yeah, I wanted to drive my new car.
Sure. Even if it's love at first sight, you still go for seafood.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah, that does look like an aubergine, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the dark cherry. Technically, the color is dark cherry, but yeah, it's aubergine. Ooh. It's purple in some lights purple, and red in others. And all of it on the darker side of aubergine, but it is still.
Darker side of aubergine is my Pink Floyd cover.
That's fantastic.
Good.
Oh my God, well done. So, on multiple levels, that is real good. Financed it, so now I have a 2011 Honda Pilot. It's got a hitch. That's cool.
Nice.
It's even got the little plug-in thing for the trailers, so you don't have to
have that.
Huh? I don't think you have to from a certain point on, but...
Some cars, those that have had the hitch added as an aftermarket option, will usually have a cable that gets fished out through the trunk lid or hatch.
Like, you have to be able to connect it somehow, right. But you don't have to have it sitting an inch away from the hitch.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to get ours added, because my wife, when she got her new car, our new car doesn't have the trailer hitch.
Yeah.
And come spring, when I start doing Renaissance festivals, you know, again, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Thank God you're not doing that now.
Oh God.
What?
With the camper, James.
No, I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
So anyway, yeah. So I have a car and a bunch of car debt.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
That is quite exciting.
Legitimately exciting. I had a scare with my car.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was driving home from work yesterday, and it started to make like a as I was driving, and it slowed down with the wheel as I pulled over onto the side of the road. And so I was real sure that I had fucked up one of my tires.
Mm-hmm.
So, nope. Tires were fine. So then... what the fuck is making that sound? Can't find it. Nothing is wrapped around the axle. Nothing's in the wheel well. Everything is tight and tidy. Yeah, nothing. Eventually, I ended up pulling off, like, way, way off into a parking lot. I just happened to stop with the tire, the rear right tire, pointed at exactly the right way that I was looking directly at something that had been wedged into the tread.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It hadn't punctured the tire.
Oh.
But it had just lodged super firmly. And, had like a cable part that was sticking out. That was when the flipping. Tire got up to speed, it was flipping out against the yeah. So I just like I was able to dislodge it with my hand and just
nothing. And away you went.
And nice. And then everything was fine. But that was the thrill of a fucking lifetime.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was mine. Mm-hmm. Have you had exciting car times?
No, I've hardly looked at a car. Mm. I work from home.
That's fair. Have you had exciting other times?
Yeah.
A flat tire of a different sort?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my daughter comes home on the bus on some days. On some days she goes to after school program, but on some days she comes home on the bus.
Sure.
And I have to go to the bus stop and, you know, get her. Well, my little alarm went off today and I was like, okay, I've got, you know, 10 minutes to get upstairs, get my shoes on, and get down the street. And I was running a little behind, like I was finishing up some stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I was in a little bit of a rush because I wanted to get upstairs, go to the bathroom quick, and then I had to get down the street before the bus came. And so I was moving faster than I normally would have been, and I fucking kicked the shit out of one of my kitchen table chair legs.
Oh.
With my right pinky and ring toe.
Oh god.
Like fucking like full on like I fucking yelled. And the only thing I could do was get my shoes on and walk down the street to go get my daughter from the school bus cuz she can't
cuz that wasn't
that was not an option.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm hobbling up the incline of the street. Oh, it was absolute torture. My foot was on fire.
Oh, that sounds awful.
So I got home and I put my leg up, and my pinky toe is purple, and the toe next to it has a bit of a welt on it.
Yeah, it looked real bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's broken, but I'm not gonna put money on that either.
Well, and the problem is that if it is broken,
there's literally nothing you can do.
There's literally nothing that they do for that.
Would elevate your foot and put ice on it. That's so it could be broken. It might not be broken, but either way, the treatment's going to be the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to keep ice on it. But so I'm sitting today.
Yeah. They're going to be like, well, on the weekends you don't have a lot of activity going on, do you?
Well, not this weekend.
Shit.
I really hope it's just bruised. That way I can... Because otherwise, this weekend is going to be fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even if it hurts, I don't know when to stop.
Yeah. The hell you say.
Yeah. My wife still likes to yell at me for the day that I fell down the hill and still did my show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, like, bruised ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not wrong.
No.
I will... The show must go on.
And show must go on.
She was quite angry at me. And that was... I remember this clearly because this was a Labor Day weekend. And for some reason, I don't remember why, but for some reason, we went home on Sunday night instead of camping out. I don't know. It was like thunderstorm or something like that. But for some reason, we went home. And I woke up the next morning and I could not get out of bed because my ribs were so bad.
Mm.
But yeah, for the rest of that day, I still did the shows because I don't know when to quit. Also, high pain threshold.
Weird.
Yeah.
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 Part and parcel with what I do. But anyway.
Yeah, but she's seen it this time, so she's going to get meaner about it now.
She was very angry at me at dinner when I was like, I was sitting at the dinner table and I got up to get a glass of water and she's like, sit.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
I mean, you realize it's not about you. She just needs you healed so that you can take care of the kids.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not for your benefit.
But anyway, that's what, that's my exciting tidbit.
Yay. Aww.
We did something more exciting than that, though.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. And yeah, I'm really glad we got that done before you injured yourself.
Jesus, yeah.
And there's pictures.
There are.
Well.
There will be pictures posted along with this story on the interwebs.
What did we do again?
Something stupid.
Wait, you guys, did we actually follow through on something we said we were going to do on this podcast?
For once, we actually did.
We've followed through on at least one other thing that we've said.
Oh, yeah, there was the vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We did. Yeah, that was alcohol involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we do both.
The three of us, we had the AON puppet party.
Yeah, puppet party.
Yeah, the three puppet of us party. All dressed up in body puppets at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival and gadded about.
Yes. And woo, yeah.
It was stellar.
We even got the puppets that we had talked about on the podcast last week.
Yeah, I was in Sparkles the Wizard, James was in The Knight, and Jenna was in Queen Bee.
Yeah, it was.
And we had a grand old time.
Holy crap.
That was the tallest Philip I've ever seen and the shortest Queen Bee.
Shortest Queen Bee. Well, I love how the entertainment director comes to us like, I can actually stare this puppet in the eye. That's really weird. yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's go. Let's start at the beginning. We got in the puppets.
I mean, the beginning for me was way earlier.
It was 1982.
If you want to talk about the organizing, you can.
No, only that these two are impossible to find when you're trying to find them.
Yeah, you found me and you're like, there you fucking are.
This is what you have when Salsa doesn't have a broken foot, is I walk around a lot.
Yeah. Like, seriously, I started hunting James down at about 2:30. I must have walked the site probably almost twice before I actually found him. And what's sad, so I ran into your mother-in-law, and I was going to ask her if she'd seen you recently. Just, you know, she's in a spot where she might be able to see you a lot.
Sure.
And as I start to ask about this, I see James around the corner, and I feel so bad because I stopped conversation. I was like, I'm sorry, I have to stop. I know this is rude, but I have to go get that person. And your poor mother-in-law is just confused as I'm running off. And I feel so awful about it.
I'm sure
she... I was just like, no, I've been trying to find this guy for like an hour and a half. Fuck.
I'm sure she understood just fine.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
So Jenna did a lot of work.
Legwork.
A lot of project management.
God bless her organizing this whole thing. So thank Jenna. But we got backstage at around 5:30 and, you know, got ready and everything and rigged up. And so we were probably out of there by 6, a little after 6, 6:10.
I think it was
probably
a little bit before.
I agree. Because we were out there for almost a full hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I time had no meaning for me in that
puppet.
That's
fair.
Agreed.
So we started out and we headed out and what was the first thing we did? We interacted with a few people.
Yeah.
And then the first like major thing for me, unless anybody has anything else, was seeing the artistic director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, running into the entertainment director. And he interviewed.
Yep.
Did he interview all three of us?
He interviewed me. I don't know about
he interviewed
he
me.
He kind of interviewed me.
Okay.
I mean, that's fair.
He had juggling clubs, and he immediately turned one of the juggling clubs into a microphone and interviewed us.
Yep.
Which was fantastic.
Which was delightful.
It was a lot of fun. I should say, my Sparkles, I had originally, like, when I was thinking, how am I going to play Sparkles? And I was thinking, okay, I'm going to play him very...
very loud, very booming, very bombastic, very full of himself. He's a wizard. He, you know, he knows things. He's very intelligent and blah, blah, blah. So he was going to be this very loud, bombastic thing. And I don't fucking know how. I honestly have no idea how. But within 3 minutes of getting out in the lanes, Sparkles was high as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Oh, my God.
Sparkles got into his own potions a little bit and was just tripping balls.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious.
He was on acid.
Which became
fierce.
A joke that I didn't get for about another hour.
It's dumb. Well, it was so Sparkles would keep complimenting people on the color of their shirt.
Yeah.
And I think, because I sensed confusion somewhere, I made a comment about colorblindness, at which point Kyle got it. And he was like, oh, fuck. Like, I could see him go, oh, god damn it, that's funny. But, yeah, like,
Yeah.
It was really, really funny to me. I think we all rocked the puppets pretty hard, but I think Salsa won.
Attempting to juggle was really outstanding, but Salsa was the only person who kind of succeeded.
Yeah, so after we left the entertainment director, we headed to the juggling school.
You missed it when I was juggling with Bree. I did actually catch one.
Yeah.
I do remember... what's his name at the juggling school? The first time Kyle threw the club at me and I caught it in the puppet hands, he was like, oh, wow, that was... I went over and talked to him later and was like, that was me, by the way. And he was like, oh, that makes more sense now.
Right.
But yeah, that was fun trying to juggle in those big fucking puppet hands. Because here's the thing you don't understand. The puppet hands, they're huge. They're like a foot long and like... 9 inches in diameter, and you're not like hand. Your hand isn't in the hand where it would be like fairly center of gravity.
Yeah,
you're holding onto a handle which is on the end of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of your
like a buckler,
exactly. So it's like holding a bucket.
Yeah,
on the and so like you're trying to maneuver this bucket around.
Right.
In some meaningful way, as opposed to, you know, an actual glove, which would be more balanced and probably a hell of a lot easier to use. But, so they're rather unwieldy. Mm-hmm. So trying to juggle in those is a fucking bitch. Because it's just the weight's all fucked up.
Yeah, the two of you both managed to catch at least once. Salsa caught a few times with both hands, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I caught nothing for no one ever.
Your hands also weren't as built for it.
Your hands were not built for it because our hands were, I don't know how to describe this. Kind of mitten-like, yeah. Where there's the four fingers together and the thumbs are kind of sticking out a little bit.
Whereas Sparkles has all five fingers extended separately.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my hands were like mitten-y things. And you had a fist.
Yeah. You had a fist on one's hand and, like, a weird, like...
Not even a mitten.
Half fist on the other hand.
Mm. Yeah.
You didn't have the thumbs.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, even so.
Yeah, thumbs are important in juggling.
I mean, I suppose.
I can't juggle, but I know that much.
I mean, I can juggle with the back of my hand, but that's...
Yeah.
So well, we went...
That's only beanbags.
So we went to the juggling school, and then we did some more wandering and talking, and then we came across a dance party.
Yeah, that dance party was a good time.
Oh, my God.
It was Langer's Ball, who are a wandering show out there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cart, and they wander around, and they just park their cart somewhere and have play music. And there was probably eight
I want to say, like, 10.
Just a whole bunch of little girls dancing, like having this fucking dance party in front of Langer's Ball, and just dancing their hearts out, and it was so cute. And immediately, the three of us are like, "Oh hell yeah, we're getting it!"
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. dance party.
And we
party.
Ran over there and we started dancing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun because this one little girl turned around and saw me dancing and she like approached me, and so I stuck out my hands and she took one finger in each of her hands and we danced in a circle. Mm-hmm. And it was so adorable. And then they went and danced with Queen Bee in a circle, and yeah. it was
you were
so
doing Russian
fun.
Kicks in a puppet. I and it was extremely
that was the
impressive.
Thing that I wanted to get to.
I was
yeah.
doing Cossack dancing in the puppet yeah. and then my thighs the, were burning like a motherfucker.
Oh,
the,
I'm sure.
The dropping up and dropping up. My favorite part was that you were done and then Bree was like, oh look, they're still dancing, Mr. Sparkles.
Show them your moves.
Show them your moves. And I couldn't see your face, but I could totally see your face. Like, I knew, in my mind's eye, I knew exactly what expression was on your face, which was this, you son of a bitch.
I am going to fucking...
And then you went and did it.
And then I did it. Man. Yeah. I'm a professional, goddammit.
I stuck with basics like the sprinkler and the snorkel.
Yeah. I just spun around in circles and waved my arms a little bit to kind of, you know, maintain the majesty.
Yeah.
I
yes.
mean,
oh, yeah. Yes, your queen bee was very, very aloof.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes. Oh, yes, darling. Oh, it's so good to see you all here. Yes.
I had chosen before we left, I was like, you know, the last time that I was Sir Philip, I was kind of like, oh, yes, and I was like, what is different from that? And I remembered Chadwick the Bold from the play that I was in, who's kind of like a surfer dude.
Oh, nice.
So we ended up
yeah,
being
I did catch
pretty
a bunch
similar.
Of your, I caught your kind of bro-tude.
Yeah, so I was kind of going for like early Keanu. Which was fine. It was super fucking fun because then I felt more like I could get distracted by things.
That might have been where my brain locked on the stoner thing then.
Might be.
I might have subconsciously picked up on that.
Entirely possible.
Yeah.
My favorite
like
was
I said,
us.
I was going to play it completely differently and I got on the lanes and immediately it was just like, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I loved at some point I stopped and I looked at my hands and or Philip looked at his hands and I was like, let's go get wax hands. And Bree was like, no, that's they don't there's not enough wax in the oh yeah, we should call ahead. Yes, you should definitely call ahead.
I would love to see that.
I would love to make a giant fucking wax hand as a puppet.
Oh, God.
That would be great. Just a wax finger.
Just
Or just
then you can use it as a drinking vessel later.
Philip's
like
giant fucking wax
drinking
fist.
Corn.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I think my favorite story is Salsa's, though, with the Vikings jersey. Now you have to tell it.
Oh yeah,
I had two more incidents that I think are noteworthy. The last one was this very drunk woman who it was her first time ever at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh yeah,
who thought Sparkles.
Oh
was
my
the
god,
best.
She had a crush on you.
Holy shit! Like yeah. she walked up to me and she was like cupping the puppet's face in her hand. She wanted all the pictures and she wanted to touch me.
During the pictures,
she was, all
she was holding one of us and then like putting her butt on the other one.
Yeah. No, she was she had a big crush on
Sparkle. I was okay with being on the other side of that. I'm like, yeah.
She wasn't crossing any boundaries or lines or anything like that. So it was fine.
For most of the pictures I kept trying to demand that I be in the middle.
Yeah.
And that one I was like, nah. I'm cool. Nope. I'll be over here.
Yeah,
but the last one is of course the Vikings jersey. Which starts out, of course, me walking up to the guy because he's wearing his big purple sweatshirt, and I walk up and say, "Whoa, dude, you're like a big blueberry, man." And Kyle's like, "You do realize that that's purple?" And I was like, "Purple and blue are a construct, man. You got to expand your mind, man." But the guy turns around and he faces me, and I realize he's got a Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Sweatshirt sure. on. It's got the logo on it. And I go,
whoa, dude, you want to see some magic? And he's like, yeah. And so I wave my hands and I, you know, cast a spell at him. And I go, okay, man, the Vikings are now going to win the Super Bowl, man.
God damn it.
But on one condition. You gotta stop touching yourself, man. And his friends lose their shit.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And that guy looked so conflicted. He actually, like, he was so torn. And then he looked at his friends and kind of said in a small voice, he was like, well, I do want them to win the Super Bowl. And Kyle, I can see Kyle out of the side of my, the side of my range of vision.
Yeah.
Like, doubled over. And then I said those infamous words. Dude, their fate is in your hand. And I walked away.
God damn it. Yeah, that's all you can do at that point.
Because Kyle was going to fall over.
Fuck, man. Yeah, when we got back to the puppet nest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was.
Kyle couldn't fucking
was
even.
That, and also that he was like, you kept stopping and being like, whoa, man, the colors. And that was the point where, because he was like, yeah, Jenna, like, pointed out, he can't, it's not, and then Kyle mentioned that while we were up there putting the puppets away, and I was like, oh, God damn it, I just got that.
God damn it.
Yeah. It was good times.
That was a really good time. It was worth my my running around.
Fuck. Oh, I had so much fun with the two of you.
It was super fun.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, we had a lot of good laughs, but the other half of what we were doing is just seeing the little kids out there and giving them hugs and just giving high fives and fist bumps and
well, and there were like one or two that were reasonably terrified of 10-foot tall paper mache weird looking people.
Pause. Mache or mache?
No, mache is the knife.
That's a machete, you son of a
It's
bitch.
French. You don't.
I will end you.
No, there was the one little girl who was super scared of all of us.
Yes.
And like Jenna was trying to get a high five from her, and she was just like, no. And Brianna, who was our other spotter.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I tell you what, you give me the high five, and then I'll pass it on to the queen. And so she did that, and that broke the ice for that little girl, and that little girl saw us, like, three or four more times, and every time she was waving at us and just, like, hi!
Oh, my God!
And like, she loved us then, though. Yeah. Like, the ice was broken, and she wasn't scared of us anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she loved us from that point on. It was
amazing. Oh.
So, yeah, no.
There was another one. Like, I got down on my knees and, like, was trying to convert, and she was having none of it. Mm. And I was like, okay. I realized I had to get up, which was going to make me more terrifying. So I'm like, I'm going to get up now. I might look taller. It's just a perspective thing. But, like, I wanted to give that warning and, like, oh, my God. I'm just like, and I could see she was just like, oh, God. Oh, God. Hmm.
And there was the one little kid that seemed okay with the two of you, but Sparkles was just too much. And I was like, I'm just going to back off here.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
They knew what was up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kid. Definitely. That kid
dogs can sense evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Kids are. But
it was like she was starting to warm up to the two of you, and then like I would approach and she would shrink back. It was like, okay, yeah. Because Sparkles is got a very angular and can be creepy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wasn't Sparkles the wizard at one point the hag?
Nope, that was Willy.
Willy used to be the hag.
Ah. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's why Willy has the big boil.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that makes so much more sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice because we did also have somebody else running around as Willy the Pirate, who would occasionally just, like, carom off of our group.
Yeah.
Because that kid is in his early 20s and has all the energy.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, we're all like, okay, we're old. We got, okay.
He's just, you know, full tilt sprinting across.
Let's just do this. Meanwhile, we've got a pirate basically running loops around us.
Yeah.
Like, near literal sense. And I'm just like, oh, God, kid.
Well, and the whole time that we were out there, for some reason, I felt like Keanu voice and then Popeye Bluto walk was the way to go.
Yeah, you had like the rolling like stroll big, thing.
Yeah, the rolling stroll thing worked well.
I liked that one.
Big weird arms, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time, Sparkles, Naruto run.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Do we have anything else to say about that?
Not about that.
Oh, we did surround Mark Lazarchuk as well.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
There was
that was just a personal
That was
moment.
A personal victory, yeah.
That was for us.
That was great, because I came up behind him and groped him, and he complained a little bit, and then Bree popped her head around and was like, Mark, it's not me. And he went, what? Which was possibly the best moment.
Yeah, yes. Slowly petting him with the knight's cupped hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very weirdly satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was delightful.
He started screaming, me too.
God damn it, man.
Hashtag me too.
Anyway.
Which I did not feel was an appropriate time to. Anyway.
I mean.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
Anything else? Should we take a break?
I think we should take a break.
I feel comfortable with that, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Woo!
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
I'm Whoa, yeah, we are. I'm James. Just caking out there for a minute.
Just you know, cake.
Yep.
So, what are you drinking, Salsa?
I have orange vanilla Coca-Cola with cake vodka.
I'm going to call it a Comfort Eagle.
What? Why?
Because that's a song by Cake.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
I think James, start talking to the...
All right. So, I was listening to something that wasn't Cake for the brief few minutes in a day when that happens, and... It was a story on The Moth about somebody who had become germophobic, and he was becoming increasingly terrified of how often he had to wash his hands. Like, he was starting to get rashes on his hands from, like, absolutely everything. And that he would, like, sit down on a public bench or something like that and have to throw away his clothing. Like, go home, throw away his clothing,
Oh, wow.
Put on fresh clothing. He couldn't even go into his room. His father had to kindly go into his room and... pick out fresh clothes, wash them again right in front of him, and then hand them to his son because he had just something in his head, a switch flipped, and he fucking couldn't anymore. His parents couldn't really deal with it.
Right.
They did it as long as they could, but they were just like, you know what, we're going to send you to go visit your brother for a little bit while we figure things out here and kind of make the house ready for you. And so they sent him to see his brother, and his brother's like, all right, we're leaving. And like, middle of New York, they're like, yeah, all right, well, we're going to go for a walk. And he stepped in something gross on the sidewalk. And he was thinking, like, okay... He's formulating a plan on how to throw away his shoes and how he's going to make it back home without shoes, without stepping in anything, and like how he's like thinking about trash bags or sandwich bags or something, you know, like he can't quite figure out what it is that he's going to do, and he's starting to have an anxiety reaction. And his brother sees this and is just like, stepped in something? He's like, yeah, I did. And I can't. And his brother picked up his shoe and licked the bottom of it.
Oh my God.
And then dropped it. And he's like, you okay?
Oh my God.
And it took him a moment, but like for some reason that put it in context. And the switch didn't flip all the way back. Like it.
Right.
But like for some reason that fixed some of the abject terror for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so he was talking about, you know, how he idolizes his brother and how that was such a huge deal. And I was like, man, the booth could help so many people. we spent, like, most of Saturday night just licking things. I don't...
Brianna gave us all mouth hugs.
Yeah. As an aside,
yes, also
not
that.
Not quite aside, just a slight aside. you guys know that Brianna Cecile is now a co-host on our rival podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. We can still love her and
well, yeah,
still be their rivals.
Love the sinner, hate the sin.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Christ. Nope, it's fighting back. My body is rejecting this baboon heart. No.
So, yes.
God.
I felt the need to point that out for our listeners. That's, that
yeah.
Previous guest, who may never be a guest again.
Ooh.
Mostly because we all record at the same time, so it's going to be real hard to, you know. Could, but, who may never be a guest again. has jumped ship and is now
mm-hmm.
rival.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to tongue hugs.
Yeah, so we got tongue hugs from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, also the winner of the fencing tournament nights.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yep.
Weeks.
Yep.
That we talked about. Has now engaged in the ritual licking
okay. All right.
of the staff of the stick and
okay.
Is excellent. Now officially in with the cool in, kids.
He's now contracted everything else everybody else has.
Right. Yeah. It's really
so,
just an
so
exercise
speaking
for the
of
immune
germs.
System. Right.
Right. So like okay. Question. What is too gross?
Hmm.
Yes.
Salsa.
You had a reaction, Salsa.
I may not want to hear this.
No, I'm just amused because,
what I'm asking.
Because part of my, you know, weekend profession is finding out that very question.
Yeah. Yeah, disgorging things.
I mean, that's what a geek is.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Is finding out that line, you know. Eating night crawlers and, mm-hmm. and maggots and crickets and
I grossed out Kyle.
Bodily fluids and stuff like that. That's the thing.
Right.
Because I dropped cauliflower. Some of the fried cauliflower, like tempura
yeah.
stuff that they have out there. I just dropped it. And a patron walked past, so I like picked it up and made like I was gonna eat it. And Kyle was like, "Okay, they're gone. You can just throw it away." And I was like, "Now I can't." And he was like, "Please don't eat anything that you've dropped on this ground." And I was like, "You understand that I have to."
Oh my God!
And he was like,
"I am.
I would never do this, and I would never subject you to it." And I was like. Well, it's clean now, and I ate it.
Yeah.
It was crunchy.
Aww.
And he just turned around, and he's like, let's go tell some jokes to people.
Considering how much ringworm is in that ground out there, I would not have done that.
Yeah. It was a terrible plan.
I mean, I grew up at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
I guarantee you I've eaten that dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Just like handfuls of it.
Hailed it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly because I was somehow closer to the ground than I am now, so I just inhaled it. But no, I've eaten out of trash bags. I'm trying to think of the grossest thing that
you're not fully clean until you're fest fully clean.
Really?
That's what I got.
That's...
I wrote it on the paper.
No, oh, did you? Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. God damn it. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
How do you guys do your dishes?
At home?
Yes, at home.
People tell me that I wash them too seriously.
Do you frown at them while you're washing them?
Often. I wish that they got to see a happier me. Maybe I should wash them with joy. No. So,
oh my God, you suck.
I scrub them clean with soap and one of those like multi sponges.
Yeah.
That gets soap in it. And then that sponge goes through the dishwasher and the dishes go through the dishwasher.
Okay.
And it's because I have no faith in the dishwasher's ability to do anything other than sanitize something that is already clean.
What if you don't have a dishwasher?
Then I scrub the absolute fuck out of them until my thumb against it, when it's wet, will squeak like it's dry.
Yep. Okay.
I throw everything in the dishwasher.
So if you didn't have a dishwasher...
Pretty much right off the table.
You also have two kids. I feel like that's...
Yeah.
I feel like having children probably also
anything that
changes.
Doesn't fit in the dishwasher, I wash with the little wands.
Oh, man. I guess your kids are lucky that they don't fit in the dishwasher.
Don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, not for long, but yeah. Probably still got another year or two out of it.
Just don't run them on pots and pans.
Oh, God. So then, you've washed the dishes and they're drying in the rack.
Yes.
Right? So you've just finished the last dish and you've put it in the rack.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
If they are dry...
They're not dry. You have just washed the last dish and put it in the rack. What's your next step?
Walk away.
Let them dry. Wait for them. Or if I have a partner in crime... we will dry the dishes with a clean towel and put the dishes away.
If I have to dry them, we dry them with the one hanging off the door of the oven.
Yeah, I mean, as long as in my mind that towel is clean, I'm good.
Okay. Do you wash the sink at all? Yeah?
With the soap and the wand.
So you use the same thing to wash your sink that you use to wash the dishes.
I want it to be as clean. And it works on the dishes.
Okay.
Only if there's a film.
Okay.
Like an instructional video?
Yeah. Reel to reel.
This is... I asked this line of questioning because I know not everybody is as insane about these things as I am, or we all have our different levels of whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wash out the sink afterwards, but I use a different rag to wash out the sink than I use on my dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I swear, and so I use a different rag for both the sink and the counters. Like, I'll wipe down the counters, too, if I have
I will definitely use a different rag for the counters.
Time and ability. Mm-hmm. And if there isn't 18 million things on my counters. but, so I use a separate rag for sink and counters than I use for dishes. Which, by the way, my dishes process is a compilation. Mostly sponge, a little bit of scrub, and sometimes wand. Like, I'm just like, give me all of the tools, depending on which bit is where on the dishes to get them clean. But yeah, so I was, and so when you have a partner, sometimes there are things that, like, you just fall a little bit more in love with them.
Sure.
And, like, apparently Joe and I do the exact same thing.
Nice.
As far as sink and counter, where we're like, nope, different rag. It's got to be a different rag. Has to be different. It can't be the same thing that you were using on the dishes. Because that's for the dishes. And it's like, fair. Yeah.
When I do the dishes at your place, I'll use a different cloth from now on.
You've been for cleaning the sink with the dish thing?
With the wine.
I'm not surprised. Like, I'm not... It's...
It's got a dish clit, so it ejects soap.
Yeah.
It's useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I use... That's why I keep all of those microfiber rags all over the place.
Yeah.
So that I can use that to wash sink and counters.
That makes sense.
Put them in the basket when the basket isn't full of clean towels that I haven't folded and put away yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a thing. Like Joe and I realized at the same time, like, we're having this conversation. We're like, oh my God, you do the rag thing too. Well, yeah, because you don't want to. And it was just like one of those, you're pretty. Like one of those things that's so fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I had a moment like that. I get it. Yeah. I was walking with somebody and she's fairly tall. And so when we approached a tree branch, we both ducked under it, and I looked at her, and like, I'm sure I had anime sparkles in my eyes, and I was like, oh my God, you understand.
To be fair, you probably have anime sparkles in your eyes all the time.
Yeah, kind of a lot, but yeah.
I don't understand the tall thing. When we did the puppets, we went to go out the door, and like, you're all ducking, and I'm just like, I'm just going to lean slightly. All right, we're done. Like, yeah.
But yeah, finding out that somebody else cares about the same things that you do.
Sure.
And has a similar experience. Like, that's
That's
a big deal.
Totally. Salsa, do you have any cleaning romance stories?
God, no. Clearly not. Clearly not. I am a huge slob, as I think is clear. In all seriousness, I'm not gonna like leave pizza boxes laying around or anything like that. Like, I want my house to be tidy.
Right.
I don't want like moldy food laying around or anything like that. But I mean, I use soap.
Yeah.
I soap everything down and I scrub all of the clumps off, and then it's clean.
Yeah.
I rinse it off so there's no soap or clumps on there, and it's clean.
Right.
You know, the dishwasher does most of the work. You know, I do the laundry, I do the dishes and stuff like that in our house, but still, my wife is just like, I wish you swept more often, you know, because I don't think of that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, our house has got kids in it, and it's a mess, and I would love for our house to be cleaner than it is, but we've got kids and our house is a mess. Yeah.
Your kids are the wrong age for that.
Shoveling in a blizzard, yeah.
I am truly baffled at how some people have houses with kids our age that are spotless. I don't understand how they do that. But they also do not have nearly as many hobbies as I do, I'm sure.
Also that. Yeah.
I think with me and Jessa, I don't think you can have a super clean house at that point. But I did make a point of all of the toys went back into the crate. Because if I could just get that one fucking thing done every night, then I felt like I was at least maintaining a level.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It might be 3 fucking months before I'm able to vacuum again.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can just get all of the toys back in the thing... All like just having that one thing that I'm like, okay, I will always at least have this done.
And I think the toys of one child probably we could keep up with that.
Yeah.
But the toys of two childs, it's just a fucking tornado goes through that
room. Oh God, yeah.
I remember.
Also, Asher's a fucking a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
Well, like, and Jessa like was a very studious child.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, I've seen Asher take out a toy, 30 seconds later take out another toy, yeah. 30 seconds later take it. Whereas Jessa was good with, like, a toy for usually about a good 10 minutes at least.
Asher's ADD like me. Like, he goes, every toy in that entire room
every was hobby
played with at some point today. Yeah, much like me, everything at once, which is
Asher,
I don't have time for cleaning.
Is a little view, yes. Like just straight up.
Yeah, my wife will not let me forget that fact.
Well,
friends of mine had.
If I was your wife, I wouldn't either.
And a roommate, and the roommate started training the older child with permission from the parents. He was like, "I'm going to be the bad guy here, but I'm going to teach your kid to pick up all of his toys constantly." Mm-hmm. And they were like. Okay, but we reserve the right to tell you to cut it the fuck out if we don't like it.
Right.
Sure.
And admittedly, at first they didn't like it, but they waited, and it worked. And it was, you know, Cedric was like, hey, Jacob, if you leave your toys in the living room and in the hallway and in the bathroom and the kitchen, any toy that I find, I keep. That's it.
Yeah.
And once I have too many of them,
they're going to Goodwill.
They go away.
Yeah.
And it happened. And it happened for, I want to say, real close to a month. And then Jacob got super good about keeping his shit squared away. And, like, is that mean and inappropriate?
Possibly. I think it depends on the age.
It does.
I want to say Jacob was probably about 10.
Oh yeah.
That's completely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. 10, 10's fine.
But, like, after the first few toys disappeared, he would be like, Jacob, I see your toys are in the kitchen and you're not playing with them and you've been outside. And Jacob would run into the kitchen and grab his stuff and then go put it away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Well, like, dish-wise, I was thinking about this earlier, and Salsa, you reminded me, cast iron has different rules
for
cleanliness.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Because you can't soap it, so it's got to be like...
You can, but you have to be willing to take the time to...
Yeah.
To re-season it. And
Which, I mean, if you're willing to, then how that?
Cast iron has a complete... Lately, I can shave out of our cast iron. like our cast iron is a mirror finish. Our cast iron is taken care of to within an inch of its life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, like, I scrub it with salt and steel wool and make sure that it still has the patina on it and then wipe it out so that it's dry. Mm-hmm. And make sure that the finish is even on it.
Right.
I want to clarify, by the way, we do that so it cooks well, not because of germs.
Right.
We take really good care of it.
Yeah.
So it cooks well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a complete.
But it is a different kind of clean, not using soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the major difference for our house is between Fest. And the real world.
Right. Yeah.
Because in the real world, you know, if there's a spot of something on my fork, I'm going to clean it off.
Right.
If there's a little bit of something that the dishwasher didn't get off of a plate, I'm going to wash that off before I, you know, use it again.
Yeah.
At Fest, if I drop a dish in the dirt, I kind of go... And then use it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all drunk out of a mug that had shit floating along the top. Like,
I mean, it's part of the reason that I got a lid, but also, yeah.
Well, it's also why I drink like sifty, like with my lips real close to
through
the
your
edge.
Teeth first,
not quite through my teeth, but like through lip and edge.
Hmm.
It's a different sort of filtration, but it is definitely filtration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's totally a different story.
Hmm.
And I feel like the standards are different there because, number one, it's not really first world conditions.
Right.
You're camping.
Yeah.
It's basically camping
rolls. Is a different standard, yeah.
And there's only so much clean you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That does lead me to a different question, which has to do with priving, has to do with using the bathroom.
Sure.
Because twofold. Okay. Well, maybe three.
I always miss the urinal. Next. What? Okay.
Like when you're far away, your heart is broken as you wistfully think of the urinal?
No, I pee on the floor.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
God. If you go in the bushes or something like that, like, I don't know about you, but I'm less concerned for some reason about washing my hands. Mm-hmm. It's the same fucking thing that I do at a urinal. But at a urinal, if I watched somebody, and it has happened that I've watched somebody leave the restroom, and I've been like, you uncultured fucking Visigoth, wash your fucking hands. Like, gross. And to me, it speaks to something that I kind of don't like about people. Because I've noticed that the people who aren't, I mean, I want to say, like, most of the time on top of that, they're the same people who spoil movies and blame you for being upset about it, because it's your fault for not avoiding it. And other similar kinds of behaviors.
Right.
Everything that you would associate with the kind of people who behave in that way. For some reason, not washing your fucking hands, in my mind, is looped in very heavily with that type of mentality.
Interesting.
But when I visit the executive washroom, where there is no soap and water and no alcohol,
where the world is your urinal,
it's fine. It's, for some reason, not gross, and I quickly forget about it.
I mean, I don't really pee in the bushes for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's harder for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just is.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for me to go find a biff.
Mm-hmm. Number two is the dreaded kandiru.
Number two, I don't pee in the bushes because there's poison ivy all the fuck over out there.
Also fair.
And that's not... There is exactly one place that is the worst place to get any kind of a poison ivy, whatever, and that's...
On the brain.
On the lips.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And that's, you know, if I'm going to do it, I have to squat pretty low.
Fair.
It's not like I'm whipping it out and just standing and peeing. Yep. So, yeah. I don't do that. No, okay, so they have the little wash basin-y things in some areas.
Yeah.
I'm still an antibacterial person. I still rather the antibacterial stuff.
I would rather use both when both are available. And I also think it would be fucking gross to go to a biff and not use the alcohol stuff in leaving. I can
see one or the other.
Yeah, I do both, and I know that's not great.
I usually only do the alcohol, because I like alcohol.
So that brings up the third thing.
Oh God.
Okay.
Bidets, because one of the arguments that I wholeheartedly support the bidet movement.
Oh yeah.
But one of the things that people who are in support of bidets have admittedly, sort of speciously, comedically pointed to is, like, if you touched poop with your bare hand...
You'd wash the fuck out of your hands, yeah.
Would you be satisfied with taking a piece of paper and wiping it off?
Nope.
Or would you wash your hands? And... As much as I am, like, I'm pro bidet, and that argument really, I don't like it. because poop doesn't come out of my hand, and because it's not like you're washing it with soap and water. It's just water.
Mm-hmm. But you're rinsing it off.
It is cleaner.
Mm-hmm. It is definitely cleaner.
But it's not... I'm not doing surgery with it.
I do surgery with my butthole all the time.
Do you not do surgery with your butthole? Like, awkward.
I know, right? I mean, it's looks the like best...
I have things to learn.
It is the best way to hold tweezers.
It really is.
Yeah.
Plucking your eyebrows must be very interesting to watch.
I get to wink back at myself.
I just I'm use wink. A mirror. Well, there's that. All right.
God. So also, it seemed like you had something to say.
The thing that I thought of was the sweaty dollar bills in the tip hat.
Yeah.
Like, I have heard so many people complain about boob sweat on dollar bills, or, you know, people pulling money out of their sock or things like that, and they're just disgusted and aghast, and I'm just like, whatever, I'll take it.
If that money has been in somebody's wallet, one, ass sweat. Two, so, like, it's not better. And two, where do you think that fucking dollar was before it was in their wallet?
Yeah, I just... Right. Like, but they're just like, it's, you know, boob sweat, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm not licking it. I'm fucking taking it to the bank.
I will say that I am surprised that you're not licking it.
I know, right? But I know where that dollar's been.
It's honestly, it's not the boob sweat that I'm worried about. It's not... But like it's that, not that's sock so stuff, although that can be kind of stinky. But, I mean, you realize people handle that money without having washed their hands.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Your money is dirty.
Yes.
Boob sweat is like a distant 18th compared to everything else that's already on that money. Regardless.
If I was with somebody and we had just gone for a jog, there is a good chance that... without showering, I would still fool around with them and that a boob would go into my mouth. So, like, boob sweat is not... I'm not
concerned. How is boob sweat different than belly sweat? Yeah, how is it different than forehead sweat?
I'm not sure.
How is it different than neck sweat?
But, yeah, it's just like...
It might just be that it has sweat in it. Like, visibly...
Sweaty. I don't get it. Just like other fest entertainers, like get boobs. People will pull money out of there, and they're just like, "I don't want that." And I'm like, "Give it to me then."
Yeah,
like, I will absolutely take that. It's a fucking dollar.
Grab your tweezers with your butthole, pick it up, and put it in my hat.
Like, why are you so weirded out? I don't. It never made any sense to me why this was something that people were so worried about when dollar bills. Crisp ones from the bank are fucking disease-ridden shit.
Right.
Stains. Yeah. Like, the entertainers who do conventions and have money stapled to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a little insider secret here, they get infections from that shit all the time. Like, they are...
I'm not surprised.
I mean, like, I sanitize my staples in alcohol and then, like... sanitize the area when I'm cleaning them up, and you still sometimes get those because of the shit that's on a dollar bill.
Yeah.
You know,
some
they're fucking dirty.
Some significant portion of large bills have been in someone's underwear, have been handled by people that don't wash their hands after using the bathroom to varying severities, and have been used to take drugs.
Right.
Yeah. It never made
I mean, I'm okay with the drugs. But anyway. But...
just think how strong and strung out those germs are, though.
Well, all right.
They lasted.
You do make a valid point.
Hopped up on the goofballs. All right.
All right.
Do we have any other closing arguments on this? Thoughts? Directions we want to go on?
I think, for me, it's contextual. When the ability to be clean is available, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Don't make it other people's responsibility.
I think the part of it is I can get away with being dirty on the weekends because I do come home on Sunday night and take a shower.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, again, showers are available to you as soon as you get home. It's not like they have showers out there.
Right.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Look, I don't want to get peeped at by frogs.
No, that's a fair and valid concern.
Did I tell you the first year that I was on entertainment that I was...
Are you going into yet another side story while we're trying to wrap up?
This one's a super quick one.
Jesus fuck.
Is
All
it
right.
relevant?
Yes.
Make it quick.
Okay.
That I was feeling gross, and they were like, oh, Mr. Entertainment, are you going to go take a shower? And I was like, no. No, I'm all booth. And I grabbed shower in a box and was just like, there, I'm fucking squeaky clean. Different sense of clean.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But again, and I'm completely okay with doing that because on Sunday I go home and take a shower.
Yeah.
If I didn't do that, if I was going to be living out there all week, I would be showering out there all the time.
Yeah. And you would thank me for those
Absolutely,
showers.
Very much
oh,
so.
I definitely would.
I thank you anyway.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank
We're
you.
Going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And what do you say we jump quickly straight into a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
I know, right?
I'm about it.
I'm for it.
You're for it? All right, for today's it. Comes to us from... Dennis Zastara.
Ooh. Zastara, Zastara, Zastara. Zastara.
Right. For those that do not know how this works, Fast Five is you send us two emails, Mav. Two. First one containing nothing but the choices, and then the second one repeating the choices and giving us the context. So after we have made all of our choices, that's when we find out what it all means.
Ooh.
Dennis writes, the theme for this one is banana.
Banana!
I don't know what that means, or if it means... But that's what it says.
All right.
I mean, I know of a couple of different possible contexts.
I know of a few.
Well, we have no intro on this one. We just get straight to
Ooh.
The questions.
I'm allergic to bananas.
Mysterious.
Chocolate or gummy?
But I'm allergic to bananas.
I like chocolates better than gummies. Generally, except Swedish fish are the shit.
Oh my God, Swedish fish.
You know...
But I think
I'm okay with them,
so.
But I'm not like, mm-hmm. oh my God. Yeah, I'm a chocolate person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the question is, you know, do you prefer chocolate-covered bananas or banana-flavored gummies?
Maybe it's misdirection. Maybe they're
what?
Misleading
I don't
us.
Believe our listeners would... Anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate the effort.
But taking the banana mm-hmm. out of the context, as opposed to taking the banana out of context.
Is that a banana out of context, or are you just happy to see me?
Yes. What? I like you. You're a cool person.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Chocolate.
All right. Chocolate's all around.
No.
Oh,
licorice, all sorts versus, like, licorice-flavored gummies. I love all sorts that have like a chocolate candy.
So chocolate.
Chocolate.
All around.
That's
oh, okay.
what I said.
Yeah.
I hadn't decided until just
Okay. Right. Question number two. Puns or fart noises?
Oh, God.
The great comedian Bill Young once said that the fart was the ultimate in humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with fart noises. Because fuck you and your puns, James. Fuck you. See, that's funny.
I don't find them funny. I really don't. Like, the fart cupboard amuses me because of the mythology we've, you know, built up around it.
The fart cupboard is legend.
But just people just going, like, that doesn't amuse me. I don't find that funny. Whereas puns, as cringeworthy as they are a craft. They are something that people, you know, there is wit there. And so I got to go with puns.
I think either one of those can be crass and base and, like, poorly crafted. But I think that either of them can also be, like, really intricately woven to be incredibly funny. One of them is, I think, a little more universal. I think I agree with Bill via Jenna that it is a more universal thing. And the thing is, like, kids don't get a lot of puns. That's something that Kyle and I have been running into, but they do appreciate a fart joke. So,
yeah.
I mean,
humor is subjective overall. Well, clearly. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to have to go with fart noises.
I'm fully aware that I'm in the minority on the fart one, but, I mean, as far as Fast Five goes, I'm guessing it doesn't say, what do you think, more people? I think it's probably going to say, what about you? So, I'm hedging my bets there.
All right.
Question number three. Fuck.
Or?
Cyan? Or magenta?
Fuck.
I don't even know what that means. So magenta's kind of...
Well, one of them is the company that made Myst, and the other one is a character from Rocky Horror.
Oh my god.
So magenta's kind of purpley?
It's like a pinkish purple.
Pink purple, yeah.
It's very vibrant.
Cyan is...
Like a blue-green.
Yeah, but like more bluer, I think.
Yeah,
It's like a light, super blue with green undertones.
Cyan...
I'm going to go with cyan.
I mean, these are both heavily 90s colors that have made like late 80s.
I'm actually thinking light primaries.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going.
I thought light primaries were green, red, and blue.
Nope.
Printer primaries are cyan, yellow, magenta, and black.
Yeah, you know why that is? Because those are the actual primary colors.
We'd have to ask a scientist.
I have questions. All right.
I have answers via a video done by an artist.
I'm interested to see that video.
I will find that for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I like learning things. So, given the choice between the two, I'm going to go with magenta. Both because early 80s and 90s neon colors, magenta was way more prevalent, and also because in Rocky Horror, magenta wears a maid costume, which is a win. So,
yeah.
Okay. Question number.
I am going to interrupt for a second.
Okay.
Yes.
Yellow, magenta, and cyan are pigment color primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Light color primaries are red, green, blue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So James was right.
Kind of.
All right. Question number four.
Yes.
Your Honor or Your Grace?
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
So Your Honor is for lawyers and Your Grace is for, like, bishops, isn't it?
I mean,
like
it's
for royalty?
More
religious? No, Grace is... I thought Grace was for religious and Honor was for legal.
I thought Your Honor was always for judges.
Right.
I think it's judges, yeah.
And then Your Grace, I thought, was for
some like counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Like middle tier royalty and nobility. People who are like put in charge of the throne while the king is eight.
Is the Pope called Your Grace?
I believe he's called your papalness.
Your papalness.
I believe like bishops and archbishops are Your Grace.
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Hmm.
I would rather be called Your Grace. You may all now call me Your Grace.
Jenna Young, King of the Phoenix.
I fucking love that Jake calls me that.
Are you? Oh, what is the Pope called?
The Pope is His Holiness.
Oh, of course it is. Duh. All right. Okay.
That makes sense.
I can't believe I forgot. All right. So, Popalness. I'm sticking with Popalness. Your Popalness.
That's not an answer. I mean, not to the context question or non-context. It's not a choice.
All right. Before this coming weekend, I'm going to write a joke where the punchline is something about a popularity contest.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
According to Wikipedia, Your Honor is for judges.
Yes.
And Your Grace is for archbishops and non-royal dukes and duchesses.
All right. So we were right the fuck on.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I think Your Honor, I listened to the Judge John Hodgman podcast, and I really like thinking about the way that he does judgments and things like that before he gets to the actual judgment, and seeing if they match and if they don't, and if I agree with his, you know. Yeah, so that kind of thing fascinates me. I think I would like that.
I'm going with honor just because of the graphic toast that amuses me.
Oh, she offered her honor.
He honored her offer, and all night long it was honor and offer.
Yeah.
That's nice. I still just like the idea of being called Your Grace. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
All right, question number five. Tom Cruise or Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves.
Fuck Tom Cruise.
I was just talking to somebody today about how Tom Cruise only got action movie parts because of the way that he runs. Like he's made out of knives.
Yeah.
He does like to run.
Yeah.
All right.
He runs good.
Second email. The context.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good evening, dearest friends.
Aw.
I hope this email finds you well.
It does.
I think this is more of a, like Lon Chaney good evening than... Yes, exactly.
Evening.
I think it's a little less... I find it more intimidating than you do, apparently.
I'm just charmed by them.
I hope this email finds you well. The word around the wine bar is that y'all are running low on Fast Fives.
We are.
'Twould be a real shame if something were to happen and you didn't have one for tonight.
Yeah.
Good thing that your favorite asshole friend, that's me, not Drew, is here for you. I love sibling rivalry. With a little more further ado, here is some context.
Ooh.
Chocolate or gummy?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the preferred vector for alcohol consumption?
Oh.
This changes everything. Now it's gummy.
Gummy.
Is it banana alcohol?
No.
Okay. Well, then gummy.
I assume at some point they're going to write, orange, you glad I didn't say banana.
Probably.
Chocolate alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was real common to have alcohol centers in little chocolate vessels.
Yeah, like the Kirsch. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like the filling, not the
chocolate. Or to like bake it into the chocolate. Mm. I guess there's a way to do that without losing the booziness.
Ah, it's a gummy.
But I once boozed up a gummy bear the size of my fist, and it grew to 3 times its original size, and we carved it like a turkey.
Oh, yeah. No, gummies. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Question number two.
Bing.
Puns or fart noises? What would you rather wake to the sound of in your tent on the Fest campgrounds.
Fuck, man.
Would you rather wake to the sound of puns or fart noises in your tent?
Well, friend.
Shit. I'm going to go with fart noise, because if it is a fart, I've got probably a good 5 to 10 second warning, at least, that it's about to happen. Like, I've got a good 5 to 10 seconds before anything hits me. Whereas the pun, nope, it's just there. It's already hit me. I had no warning.
Hanging in the air.
I'm going to go with
defiling your tent permanently.
Pun, personally, but...
A fart may dissipate, but the pun is stuck there.
Do you have to let it linger?
I'm gonna say farts, because those can be quiet, and so that's a joke that can be enjoyed after hours.
We're specifically talking about the sound. Would you wake to the sound?
No, they only said, would you rather wake up to...
To the sound of, I'm looking fucking right at things. Okay, all right, okay.
All right.
What are you doing?
All right, I was wrong. I apologize. Yes.
It doesn't, not even necessarily a fart, just the sound of a fart.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, either one of those is going to make me laugh, but a fart is going to make me laugh uncontrollably.
Oh, good.
So that, I guess...
Note to self.
Would make me... that would start my day off right. Laughing at somebody else's fart. Or my own.
I can see you doing that. Farting and waking yourself up with your own fucking fart. And then laughing at it. That... I see this. This is... Yep. Okay.
Pun for me. Question number 3, cyan or magenta?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the better color for the next Apropos of Nothing polo shirts?
None of the above.
I don't.
I'm going to go with safety magenta.
No. Which would be better for a polo shirt? I'm going to.
It would be the one that says visual jokes, like hashtag visual jokes TM Becky Schmidt.
On a polo?
Yeah.
It's not a t-shirt, it's a polo.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the color on the polo shirt that's not a polo shirt.
So, magenta?
What?
As long as it's not a polo shirt, I don't care.
I guess.
I'm going to go with cyan, actually.
You could always take a pair of scissors to it.
Universal. It's the principle of the thing, James.
How often do you need to subdivide a polo shirt before it's no longer a polo shirt?
Oh, God. Is this like the boat?
No, because we're not replacing
the
pieces. We're just cutting it into something else. I think if you cut the collar off, then it becomes a t-shirt.
I'm fairly Switzerland on this, but because buttons. I have to answer, I'm going with cyan.
Hmm.
I'm going with cyan. I think it's a bit more universal in usage. Not that I would ever use the polo shirt.
But magenta is obnoxious, and we're assholes.
I have no argument for that. Yeah.
I feel like I need to wear my polo shirt more often.
You son of a bitch. I hate you so much.
Question number 4.
You probably don't even play polo.
Your honor or your grace?
Mm.
Which honorific is better suited to you for everyday non-gendered salutation?
Yes!
Nicely
fucking called
done.
It. Yeah!
I like reverend or doctor.
Yeah, but that wasn't an option, James.
I know. So I would choose your honor.
I would go with your honor, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your honor is got through your own hard work, whereas your grace is kind of less so. I feel like your honor is more of a achievement than a
Yeah.
accident of birth.
Possibly, unless you're Ducky. Douchey? Duce? Was awarded to you for some act of greatness.
Again, this and the same thing with becoming an archbishop. You know, clearly that's, you know, work. But I think there's still,
yeah, you have to be out there being the nemesis of all bishops.
Exactly. You know. So, but I still think, in general, like, nobody becomes a judge without doing some amount of work. Nobody is born into a judgedom. That just doesn't happen.
I want a judgedom, but I still want people to call me Your Grace. God damn it.
I would do Your Honor.
Whoa. I mean, if there's consent, I guess, go for it.
Fest clean? Okay. All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. Tom Cruise or Keanu Reeves, if you could recast one actor in the other's seminal role, who would you swap? So first we got to think of who are their seminal roles.
Right.
Now for Tom Cruise, I would say that would be either Mission Impossible or Top Gun.
Top Gun was the first Tom Cruise role.
Okay, so Tom Cruise would be Top Gun.
And maybe Jerry Maguire, but definitely Top Gun.
No, I think Top Gun. Okay, yeah. So Keanu Reeves, would it be Bill and Ted or would it be John Wick? Or something else?
Well...
Or would it
Johnny
be
Johnny Mnemonic? Or
Neo in the Matrix.
Actually, it might be Neo.
I mean, he kind of hit his fucking stride as Neo.
I think Neo, we would have to say, would be his seminal. So would we want a Tom Cruise Neo, or would we want a Keanu Reeves Maverick?
I want more Keanu Reeves everywhere.
Yeah,
so...
more Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
Yeah. It's not even a question in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keanu all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless we're putting Tom Cruise into sad Keanu memes. Hmm.
Nah, they would make them less funny.
That's
agreed.
True.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I don't think there's any outro. No, that's it. All right. If you would like to send us a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Send the first email... should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices and then give us context so we know what the fuck it is we just chose.
Thank you.
Who has a shout out?
I do.
Do it.
Do it.
I want to say thank you to the Puppet Shack mm-hmm. and Troop.
Oh my god, yes.
For letting us go be assholes in their puppets.
Mm-hmm. It was good times.
It was really good times.
I mean, I want to second that.
I was going to do the same thing, honestly. My shout-out is also to the puppets, and especially to Brianna and Kyle for spotting us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to all of the puppets in general for letting us gad about in puppets.
All right. I have a different one. Okay. Although I do fully support and second/third your Puppet Shack shout-outs. But I have a shout-out to... OGX brand dry shampoo.
Oh?
Specifically the mint tea tree dry
Ooh.
Shampoo. here's my life hack. She said specifically watching Salsa for any kind of expression. But I got it for my hair during Fest. But... on a particularly hot day where I was extra sweaty, I sprayed myself a little bit. And that shit is magic. It has replaced Gold Bond for me. Because it's basically cornstarch.
Right.
So, I've sprayed that for my feet, and my feet have been better this year than they have been any other fucking year I've done Fest, like straight up. Inner thighs prevents chafing and fucking helps with my underboob sweat. Boob sweat. and because it's mint, it's got a little bit of a cooling thing. It's tea tree, so you know it's supposed to be healing, helpful. I don't know. But it has been basically my miracle this year. And I am so happy for both just that and other products that we have like that, that you can use for making your body do less difficult things during the festival run.
Holy shit.
Cool, cool. Good one. All right. Anybody have anything to plug?
This Thursday, Double Blind Improv at Honey. It is 1 week earlier than it normally is. I will be running the box office. My boyfriend will be on the keys. Yep. Double Blind.
Okay.
I believe Eric Thompson will be there. James? Okay, so Finch.
Anything, James?
Nothing at the moment other than make plans to go and see September's Vilification Tennis.
Okay.
Because we are fucking working super hard to make that a great show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't have... I will be discussing this more in the coming weeks, but we're getting the schedule for Gathering of Rogues and Ruffians solidified. I do know I'm going to be doing three shows in the Hippodrome at Circus World in Baraboo.
Wow.
Second weekend of October, and that's going to be fucking rad.
Yeah.
But we'll give you more on that later. Anything else? Final thoughts?
I just farted.
Me too.
Good note. All right.
Okay.
In that case, thank you so very much for everyone for listening. Thank you to Dennis for sending in those fast fives.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah.
And on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, thank you so much for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.